Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, here we are on yet another Manic Monday. I'm Scoot in the afternoon. I'm glad you're with us on this Monday, February the 11th. Red Beans and Rice Day in this part of the country. You know, some people don't know this, and some people... See, there's that echo again. Okay, you hear this echo? Everybody's trying to tell me that it's my headphones. I'm turning my headphones way down. The echo is still there. I don't know what it is. Wait, is it gone? No. It's so weird. Ian Hocus messing around with things in the studio. There's something about this first segment of the show where I sometimes just, it appears from nowhere. There's this echo. I don't know what it is. Anyway, I'm going to do the show anyway. But no need to send us a text because we know it's there. This is so weird. Nobody here can seem to figure it out. And watch, nobody will touch anything, and after the first break, it will be gone. In fact, why don't we just take our first break now? Okay, No, I'm serious. Let's try this. We got a lot to do, so we'll just talk a lot more on the other side. But this mysterious thing just appears, and sometimes it just goes away after the first break. So we're going to take the first break early and see what happens. Okay, we have got a lot to talk about today. More car break-ins in Lakeview. And I guess Lakeview is kind of an upscale neighborhood. So, you know, as Neil Norman said, you know, why not go shopping there? We'll talk about that. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, our number is 260-1870 and our text is 870-870. Nobody's going to touch anything. Ian, don't touch anything in the studio. We'll take this break. Stay with, boy, this is a cliffhanger, right? You're going to want to hang on through the break to see if the echo really does go away. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Okay, testing. 1, 2, 3. Okay, you see, I told you. The echo is gone. Where did it go? Where did it come from? We even took the break early, so it can't be timed. We take that first break, and as far as I know, this is the only show that it happens on. And sometimes they'll say, well, turn down your headphones. No, I turned down my headphones. It's just amazing. In that first segment of our show, sometimes there's randomly this echo. I'm getting texts like this one that says, the echo is pinging too. Here's a text that says, the answer to the echo is easy. It's the ghost of David Tyree. Here's another text that says, ghosts in the machine. Another text says, it's a feedback from an open mic. Mike is calling from Slidell. Hey, Mike, you have an answer to why we get that echo in that first segment of the show?
Hey, buddy, yeah, sometimes the microphones do that. Maybe after everything electronics warm up, might clear itself up.
Well, huh? What, you don't think Neil Norman was warming this up for the last 3 hours? That's what I'm thinking. I mean, he's been on the air for 3 hours. So, yeah. You know, I really can't explain it, Mike, but it's so weird.
Yeah, we got a Mickey D's and Slidell. They've been having trouble with that echo a long time, but they all need to fix this thing.
All right, Mike. Well, we'll get our top engineer to look into it. I appreciate the call. It's just so strange. And when we went into the break, we had the echo. I didn't touch anything in the studio. Ian didn't touch anything in the other room. And boom, right after the break, the echo is gone. Interesting. So we did that song coming out of the break, A Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke. And one of the things that I do want to mention, we've got a lot to talk about this afternoon. I saw Panic at the Disco Saturday night. OMG. I mean, blown away. Their lead singer, Brendan Urie, is an unbelievable talent. And many of you have kids and teenagers who love Panic at the Disco. Some of you may have gone there with your kids. I'm sure you were impressed. Unbelievable show. Horn section, violin. Really, just not only amazing music, but an amazing performance. We'll talk about that later. Also, I watched the Grammys last night, and it was free of Trump bashing. Unless I missed something, I watched the whole thing. And I mean, I get up once in a while and, you know, go use the restroom or something, run into the other room and hit the bong. I'm just kidding about that. I didn't go hit the bong. I went to the restroom. So I might have missed something, but I don't think I did. In fact, look, if I was going to do the bong, I'd do it with me right there, sitting on the sofa right in front of the TV while I'm watching the Grammys. I'm not going to go to the other room to do the bong. So use some common sense here. So the Grammys were really basically without politics, and we'll talk about that later in the show. So the governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, says he's not going to resign. So here's our Blue Runner Foods poll question. If you don't think Virginia Governor Northam should resign, is it because blackface is not an insult or Northam has changed? Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com, because some people don't want him to resign because they don't think blackface is a big deal. And the others say, well, he's changed. Right now, the poll is at 50-50. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. And by the way, the Scoot Report, our daily Facebook video, is up on our Facebook page, WWL Radio, right now. And that is all about the Grammys and the fact that there was not a lot of Trump bashing. In fact, I didn't hear any Trump bashing. So what's going on here? So anyway, we'll talk more about that later, but you can get involved in that conversation. It's going on live on our Facebook page, WWL Radio, right now. And I'll read some of those comments a little bit later. Okay, so we have people who are breaking into cars. We've got people who are just going into unlocked cars all over the city. But once again, there seems to be a new rash of break-ins in the Lakeview area. Now, Lakeview is it's an upscale part of New Orleans. So do you think that maybe the thugs go there because, well, they think they're going to get better stuff? What about the people who don't lock their cars? If you don't lock your car, and if somebody takes something from your car and uses it to sell to get money, then by leaving your car unlocked, you are essentially, personally, financing criminal behavior because you're giving them money. Now, if your car's locked and somebody breaks in to get something, I don't think you're financing crime. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And I guess the other question about this is, what can be done to stop it? Could it be that maybe there's so much focus on police in the French Quarter, police in the CBD, that maybe the thugs think that, hey, you know, maybe there's less activity in Lakeview and we can get away with it? Maybe we consider Lakeview kind of a sleepy community. It's close enough, but it's not too far, but it's kind of out of the way. Are these the reasons why Lakeview might be a target for so many car break-ins? For Mattery, Daniel, you're on WWL.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm good.
So how is blackface different from Zulu?
Oh, man, we talked about that a lot last week. You weren't listening?
I was.
Yeah, well, then why should we do it again? If you're listening, then you explain to me the difference.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
How do we know there are no politicians in Zulu?
We don't.
Do blackface.
We don't know.
How do we know that?
We don't know.
So leave the guy alone and let him do his job, okay?
Okay.
If other people could do it,
okay, Daniel, you're right, man. You're right, man. If some people can do it, let everybody do it. I get it, man. I get it. I got it, dude.
Let's call off Zulu.
Right on.
Let's call off Zulu.
Right on, man. You got it. That's it, man. In fact, the next thing, Rex is going to be wearing blackface just to show that they can do it, too. Hey, well, if Zulu can do it, then we can do it. And then everybody for the meeting of the two courts is going to be in blackface. How about that? Here is a text that says, no politics at the Grammys. The brick dress saying build the wall. Well, okay, that was at the red carpet. And I will talk about that. There were a couple of things at the red carpet. In fact, I wrote a blog for our website, WWL.com. The blog is up there right now. No Trump bashing at the Grammy Awards, ? And with the blog, we've got a picture of a glam rocker. You know, I mean, this guy looks like he would be the ultimate liberal. He's a bisexual. He is an advocate for LGBT rights. His name is Rick Riley. And is that it, Rick Riley? Am I right on that? Hang on. Let me double check. I think it's Rick. Yeah, no, Rick Rebel. Rick Rebel. The guy's name is Ricky Rebel. And so with the blog on our website right now, WWL Radio, WWL.com, there's a picture of the guy, and he's got a jacket that says Trump on the back. And it's about make America great or keep America great, and then it's Trump 2020. And, man, you would never think that this guy, I mean, in some ways he kind of reminds me of Nick Rhodes from Duran Duran when Nick Rhodes was young. But anyway, that's the picture along with the blog titled No Trump Bashing at the Grammy Awards. Check it out. Read it. Also, that is part of our conversation going on Facebook right now on WWL Radio. From Metairie, Marty, welcome to our show.
Hey, Scoot, good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Listen, I'd like to make two quick comments, and I'll try to go kind of quick for you. Number one, on what you were just talking about. First of all, the guy wearing a shirt, that's okay. What I like is the fact what you were actually referring to is the fact that they didn't get on my time, take away from my entertainment, like they've done in so many different award shows and recent Oscars, and get up and make these long speeches and all that. I think it's fine that it was mostly towards women. That's fine. To me, that's a different kind of cause than getting up and either bash the president or support the president and all that. The person wearing the shirt, that doesn't bother anybody.
Well, it didn't. When I said it wasn't part of politics, were not part of the Grammys, I meant the acceptance speeches and the guests and those who were speaking. But, you know, there were a couple of incidents on the red carpet. And, you know, Marty, for those who think that the liberal media is so liberal, why do they bother even giving that publicity? I mean, because it makes news, and news is more important than bias. So they'll cover that, and they'll actually show the people with the pro-Trump stuff on. And they didn't have to. They could very easily have avoided it.
Well, that's a good point, Scoot. And if I may, would you please rephrase the question you asked earlier pertaining to the Virginia governor and the 50-50 vote? That's what I really call the comment about. But how did you phrase that? You wanted to know. It was 50% one way because of what?
If you don't think he should resign, is it because blackface is not an insult or because he's changed?
Here's my take on it. I'm hoping this is my take. Maybe I'm
well,
wrong.
No, you can't be wrong. It's your take, no matter what it is.
Is the reason it's 50-50 is I think it's a good thing because maybe people are more coming around. A lot of the interviews I saw on TV, and I think they went out of their way to do it, and this was on a bunch of stations this morning, they were interviewing black women and black men. And a lot of them were saying, he's not the same anymore, he should get another chance. So what I'm saying is, just because it's that type of a subject, I'm feeling good that a lot of people aren't just jumping on it and saying, okay, that's it. Let's get rid of it. It happened.
Marty, there was a poll. Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, there was a poll taken over the weekend, and I saw that more blacks support him not resigning than whites.
Well, that's what I'm saying. In other words, if they're acting like that, and the beautiful thing about the 50-50 is, when it's 50-50, there's no argument about it at the moment. Let the thing play out. Let's see what happens. And that's it. I saw another thing where someone saying, well, now the governor is kind of getting involved in what the lieutenant governor did. Well, let me tell you something. If the guy's not resigning and they're not going to kick him out, then that's his job to do that. And I'm kind of glad to see he didn't just hide under the covers, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Marty, I understand. Well, let me give you an update on our poll. It was 50-50 a minute ago. It's changed. Now 58% say blackface is not an insult, and 42% say Governor Northam has changed. So we'll let that continue. Marty, I'm glad you called the show. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text. You know, I'm starting to get some texts like this. What is the name of the song that Scoot plays when he starts his show? Yeah, I have a new theme song, and you know, I'm going to get to that a little bit later. But I will tell you what that song is. But it is an original song, and I am privileged to be playing it. I think the song is a massive hit. If it was played in its entirety, in fact, one day maybe we'll play it in its entirety. But I think the song is a hit, And I like the lyrics. I like the words. I use it on another project that I'm doing. And so I thought, you know, I'm going to use this on the show. But I'm glad you like it. Anyway, we'll get to that a little bit later. From Mid-City, Henry, welcome to our show.
Hey, Scoot. How's it going?
It's going good.
Just want to say, man, you're the best one that does this, man. I just got to tell you that, man.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. But to elaborate on the guy wearing blackface and kind of the guy who just previously was on the phone with you, and how, you know, I just believe because racism is still prevalent, it still exists, I can't see, you know, anybody just being easily forgiven for those things, because it's not like, you know, race relationships has changed a whole lot. You know, and so I just believe that he needs to resign. And the guy who just said, oh, well, you know, black men do stuff but from time to time, and the world never forgives us, you know, for anything we do. So, yeah. You know, this guy, I do believe in forgiveness, but when I start seeing black men being forgiven for some things, then I'll start coming around to that. But as of now, I'm not forgiving him that either.
All right, Henry. Well, I'm glad you called, and you know, a lot of people share your view. And again, the poll is real simple, but it's an interesting poll. The Blue Runner Foods poll is: if you don't think Virginia Governor Northam should resign, is it because one, blackface is not an insult, or two, Governor Northam has changed? And you can give us your opinion by going to our website, wwl.com. From Gulfport, Johnny, welcome to the show.
Hi, Scoot. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I really think it's a vulgar remark. You said that the people who leave their doors unlocked deserve to be burglarized. That's like saying...
I didn't say that. That's not what I said. So I'm not going to let you go by and say that I said that, because that's not what I said. I'd appreciate if you'd listen to the show. If you want to call up and bitch, I'd appreciate if you'd actually listen.
Okay, what did you say?
So I have to repeat it just because you just wanted to go on the attack and you called up with some false thing that you think I said. I said that if you leave your car unlocked and somebody steals something out of your car, you, if they sell it, if they use it to commit a crime, you are helping to finance criminal activity.
So if a bank teller goes to work and gets robbed, they deserve to get the money.
I didn't say, Johnny,
right?
See, conversation's done, Johnny, because again, you're putting words in my mouth. You don't even understand what I'm saying. I didn't say they deserve it. So stop it, man. Stop it. It's Monday. We're just starting the week off. I was in a great mood when I came in here, and I'm still in a great mood. I'm not going to let you change my mood. But for the rest of you, do you see how it works? You know, people don't really listen. They think they hear something because guys like that are just sitting there waiting to call up and get me on something. I got him on this one, man. I got him. Let's call the station. Let's get in there. I'll tag. I got him. Like, I'm not perfect, so sometimes maybe you do have me. But seriously, listen to the show. If you want to complain, it's okay. But at least complain about something that really was said, something that really happened, and not just a bunch of BS that you think happened. And don't twist it all around to fit your agenda. That's what I do. No, I mean, you can, of course, we all try to fit our agendas. All right. Got a break for news. I'm Scoot. All right, so you've got a lot of people who are targeting Lakeview. I mean, not maybe a lot, but I mean, too many are targeting Lakeview for car break-ins. And some people just leave their cars totally unlocked. And in a way, I think you're financing criminal behavior if you leave your car unlocked and people steal stuff. So, you know, the point is, lock your damn car. I mean, whether that's fair or not doesn't matter. The reality is, if you leave your car unlocked, they, the thugs, are going to steal stuff, and they're going to finance their lives, their criminal activity, with what you give them by leaving your car unlocked. So it's real simple. Lock your car. We're also talking about Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, who really doubled down on not resigning. And here's an update on our Blue Runner Foods poll question. If you don't think Virginia Governor Northam should resign, is it because blackface is not an insult, or Governor Northam has changed? 56% say it's because blackface is not an insult. 44% say it's because Governor Northam has changed. Give us your opinion by going to WWL.com. From Destrehan, Benny, welcome to the show.
Hello, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good.
Well, first of all, I've had my vehicle stolen. and I'm one of the lucky few that got it back, okay, wow, without any damage or anything like that. So I'm.
But boy, that was. But what a personal private invasion that must have been to know that somebody was in your car and they took it.
Nah, it's an automobile, okay?
All right. I have a personal relationship with my car.
Okay, well, here's my point, okay?
Yeah.
What your argument does is, and this is why people are upset about it, is basically what you're saying is if I don't lock it, then they have the right to come and take what's in my car. And I don't think they do. And I think the deal here is this. Typically, I lock my car. But this one Sunday, after church, came home, was going to go back out and never did. And it just happened to be that night that they, you know, stole it. So I'm not, I'm just in disagreement of they have the right, or they with you, our vehicles are now their property that they can take stuff. And I know you don't really believe that, but it makes for a good argument.
Well, I don't believe that. Yeah. But Benny, I want to be very clear on this. I'm not saying they have the right to take it, but the fact that they will take it makes you the person that should lock your car. And it doesn't mean that there aren't like you. It doesn't mean that there are not legitimate reasons why your car may be left unlocked. But some people just don't care and they leave their car unlocked and then they get mad when somebody steals something. You know, I had a business owner. He owned a nightclub, hot nightclub here in New Orleans. And he said, if my employees steal from me, it's because I gave them the opportunity. And what he does is take away those opportunities so they can't steal. And my point is that this, whether you like it or not, I don't say they have a right to do it, but if they are taking stuff from your car and living off of that, then you're financing a thug behavior.
Well, I wouldn't quite go that far. I understand your point, but I don't think you can lay it on a person to say, you know, the guilt of saying you're financing their deal.
Well, but you are. That's where they get. But that's where they get money.
It's on your property. They have no right being there.
So Benny, why do you bother locking your door? I mean, if you're not home and you don't lock your door, they don't have a right to steal stuff. But you lock the door because you don't want to give them an opportunity to steal anything.
That's right, because you want to protect what's there.
Exactly,
and I agree with that.
Okay.
But I think what the reason people are upset is the tone of the argument is well, if you don't lock it, then it's your fault, and you know, so be it. And I don't think that's the case. Every piece of property in this world belongs to somebody, and I learned that out even in wetlands. It belongs to somebody. You can't just go and put something up or take something. You know that.
I agree. There was a time that I said on the air that, you know what we should do? We should set up bikes on the street and let people come steal the bikes, and then as soon as they steal them, arrest them. I mean, that's entrapment. You can't do that. But, I mean, I totally understand that, but let's just talk about the reality. You know, you can stand up for your rights and say, well, nobody should do this, or you can lock your car. Because the reality is, if they steal something from your car, you are financing their lifestyle.
Well, I think that's the part that I would disagree with.
That's okay.
I'm not financing their lifestyle.
That's
their choice to steal.
Well, the sheriff of Jefferson Parish, Joe LaPinto, agreed with me on this.
I understand.
So I mean, we have different opinions. It's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm good.
All right, Benny.
You have a good day, buddy.
You too. I get it. I mean, nobody wants to admit it because nobody. Well, I don't want to be contributing to their lifestyle, but you are. I mean, the reality is, if somebody, I think it was Joe LaPinto, it might have been Michael Harrison. One of those two guys agreed with me that you're basically, if you leave your car unlocked, you're basically financing the life of criminals. It doesn't mean they have a right. I didn't say they had a right to do it. But if they're going to do something that isn't the right thing to do, if they're going to break the law, then if you don't lock your car, and it's that simple. I mean, throughout my sister lives in a really nice neighborhood in Metairie. And throughout the neighborhood, there are signs telling people to lock their cars. So it's basically about not giving them, the thugs, the punks, an opportunity to steal something that they will use to finance their life. Now, the sad thing is some of them will not stop if the car's locked. They'll bust the window and steal something. But there are some that are just looking for open doors. So don't give them an opportunity to steal. I saw Panic at the Disco Saturday night, Smoothie King Center, and I thought it was absolutely amazing. And their lead singer, Brendan Urie, is one of the most talented young performers out there today. Because of the GD word, we can't let this song go for very long, but we'll dump out of it here. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back on WFUL. So we hear on the news that there have just been a bunch of new car break-ins in Lakeview. And this is not just confined to Lakeview, but when there are car break-ins, often there's an element of thuggery, and they're just looking for cars that are opened. They're not going to break into, well, I mean, some of them might, but I do know that there are people that will just look for unlocked car doors. Now, if you locked your car doors, they wouldn't steal something from you, and maybe they're the type that wouldn't break a car window. They're just looking for an open car door. I mean, you and I have both seen surveillance video of people walking down streets. We've seen surveillance video of somebody walking into somebody's driveway, checking the handles, the door's open, they walk right in, get their stuff, and they leave. The door's locked, and they don't break the window, they just leave. So it's imperative to lock your car. And it's not that I'm saying that somebody has a right to take what's in it, but if that's what they're going to do, why wouldn't you try to protect that? Here is a text that says, if you're not locking your car doors, you are financing criminals, then... not being in favor of the border wall is financing illegal immigration. Nice try. From New Orleans, Stephen, you're on WWL.
Yeah, I've got an idea on your noise in your microphone.
Okay, let me bring everybody up to date. If you just joined us, it happens once in a while. There is a mysterious echo, and apparently it is only on this show, and it is in the first segment of the show, and it happened today. It happens sometimes twice a week. Sometimes it goes 2 weeks without happening. Nobody can explain it. We don't change anything, but after the first break, it goes away. What do you think it might be, Stephen?
Well, how about your disinfectant that I know you go in and wipe everything down between you and Merle Norwood's show, and maybe it's gotten into the microphone and it takes that long to dry it out.
That is the best theory I've heard. I mean, that is possible because, yeah, I've got my wipes here and I wipe down the microphone, but there's a mic screen here that's not actually attached to the mic, but I do, in case anybody's germs have pierced the mic screen and gotten onto the mic, I do swipe the mic, but it doesn't seem like there's that much liquid in there. But I don't know, man. It's the best theory I've heard, Stephen.
With electronics, it doesn't take much.
Yeah. Maybe that's it.
To mess them up. And maybe you're just getting enough in there to make the gargle and not enough to short
it
out.
Hang on. Let me do it again right now. I've got wipes right now. I carry wipes almost wherever I go. So hang on. We'll do this live on the air.
Okay.
Popping open the wipes. Got the wipe out. So what I first do is I do the mic screen. And then I go inside of the mic screen, and now I'm doing the actual mic. Okay. That's it! Oh, my God, Stephen, breakthrough! Well, that explains it. So I guess I'm the only hygienically oriented talk show host. That's it!
Oh, well.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you explained. Because I tell you, we would have had all of our engineers in here, and I don't think anybody would have brought that up.
Yeah.
But that was the difference. That was the difference. Okay, so it wasn't the ghost of David Tyree, our buddy Delaberto.
Okay.
All right, Stephen, I appreciate that.
Okay, bye.
God, this has got to be the smartest audience in America to have figured that out, this mysterious echo. And I mean, you know, I don't touch anything in the studio, you know, in terms of volumes. I don't change all that. And Ian Hoke wasn't doing anything in the other room. But this echo, it just... But you know, it also just happened to disappear right after the first break, even though we moved the break up. So, yeah, well, and now it's not here. I mean, I didn't do it very long. I do it longer when I start the show. But, yeah, I mean, I wipe stuff down. Well, you know what I'll do? I'll wipe it down, but I'll blow it before I go in the air. So then we don't have to worry about the echo. Amazing. Tech says, he nailed it, man. Alcohol evaporated possibly. Another text says, are the microphones, noise, and the mysterious booms related? I don't think so, but, you know, hey, I could be wrong. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. We're coming right back with more. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Wow. The mysterious echo of the Scoot on the Afternoon Show finally solved by a guy who was listening and figured it out from afar. We'll talk about the Grammys later. There was no Trump bashing on the Grammys. Does that surprise you? I also want to talk about the hypocrites in the Southern Baptist movement that are involved in a big sex scandal. I wonder how many of them were involved in having strong opinions against gays. Interesting topic. We'll get into that in the next hour. Also, we're talking about Virginia Governor Northam, who says he's not going to resign. If you think he should not resign, is that because you don't think blackface is an insult or because you think Governor Northam has changed? Last night, one of the big winners at the Grammys was a Childish Gambino. His song, This Is America, won Song of the Year and Record of the Year and Video of the Year, and it's about race relations in America. And I think this is the first time a rap song has ever won Song of the Year and Record of the Year. We're going to talk more about that in the final hour, plus play more of the winners. I'm Scoot. We're coming back on WWL. Yeah, sometimes somebody steals something from you. You don't want to get mad. You want to get even. Hey, I'm not recommending that, by the way, but I know how I feel if somebody steals something from me. I know how I would feel if somebody stole my car. Even if I got it back in fine shape, still somebody's skanky body would have been in there. Come on, I'm a germaphobe. Yeah, I'd have to finance a new supply of wipes. Amazing that this guy Steven figured out the mysterious echo that sometimes appears in our show. But it's not the reason it was confusing for us is it's not every day, and I wipe down this mic every day. But that's the other thing about this guy Steven. He listens so carefully. He knows that I wipe down the stuff. I've got my wipes here in the studio. And I wipe everything down. I wipe down the on and off button. I wipe down the phone. I wipe down the dump button because we sometimes have to use that. Wipe down the mouse. Wipe down the whole table. I mean, nothing against Newell Norman, who's on before me. He's a really clean guy. You know, we share an office together. And as long as I have this hermetically sealed barrier between us, I'm fine in the office. But no, he's a clean, neat guy. I'm just a germaphobe, so I wipe things down, and I admit that some of my germaphobia is a bit irrational. From New Orleans, Nia, you're on WWL.
Hi, Scoot.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I wanted to just chime in on the car locking debacle that seems to be puzzling people, but I find it really strange that people feel like they can leave their car or any property unlocked and not be an invitation for someone to feel free that they can take something. I just had a situation recently where I came home from work and I left my work laptop, the company's property, in my car, and I fell asleep, and I woke up at like 1 o'clock in the morning in panic because I was like, this will be the one night that I leave something in the car, even though my car is locked. Mm-hmm. But I just felt like it was my responsibility because, you know, that's a temptation. If you see a laptop bag or a purse or any shopping bag, so it's just an invitation. It doesn't have to be, you know, necessarily thugs and punks. Sometimes you just have teenagers who are just being teenagers because they don't really know. Sometimes you have people who are just really down and, you know, on their luck. And that's a really strong invitation, you know, so you take the temptation away from people when you just do your part.
Well, that's true. And it goes back to what a club owner told me once. He said, if my employees steal from me, then I gave them an opportunity and I shouldn't do that. So, I mean, I understand what you're saying. And while it's not right for anybody to steal anything, yeah, you need to be vigilant and lock your door. I do what you do. I mean, if I have anything of value, I put it in the trunk or I hide it. I don't leave even a pair of sunglasses just sitting out because you never know what somebody's going to look. People will break into cars. Well, people who steal change, lose change in the car. This happened to me one time. It happened to me one time in my parking garage. I forgot to lock my car, and I got back to my car and I went to go look for change for the meter, and all my change was gone. And I realized that somebody had taken the change. I don't think somebody who's stealing change is as likely to break a window as to just look for an open door, and my door was left open, so that was my fault.
Right. You never know. You know what? That change in your ashtray may have been a meal for somebody. So sometimes I look at it as like, you know what? If they needed it that bad, let them have it. You know?
Nia,
I don't know.
I appreciate your call.
All right. Yeah, no problem.
Got to get to news here. You know, I remember there was a day, and I don't know whether people still do this, but I mean, there was a day back in the 70s and 80s when, like, people were smoking a lot of pot and doing coke and stuff, and they would leave stuff in their console, leave stuff. People would look for roaches, like valets would look for roaches in your ashtray. I mean, cars don't even have ashtrays anymore. But yeah, they would like dig. I heard from valets, we dig through and we get the roaches out of there. Or sometimes we find coke in the console. All right, I'm Scoot. The Scoot Report is up. It's our daily Facebook video. It's going on live right now on WWL Radio. And hang on, we're coming right back.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.